This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump met North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House Oval Office Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons, AP Sagar Magani. And we also say that President Trump says that he will make a major announcement Saturday on the government shutdown and the southern border.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting, and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And on the government shutdown, Tim McGuire reports.
The White House isn't giving any details about what President Trump will be announcing, but he hinted in a video tweeted Friday night.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Trump is also calling on congressional Democrats to work with him on border security.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work and let's make a deal.
The announcement comes at the end of an especially combative week between Trump and congressional Democrats. The shutdown, which has lasted more than 4 weeks, follows Trump's insistence on billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Islamic State terror group is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed 4 Americans and 5 coalition soldiers earlier this week. This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has issued a statement disputing a report from BuzzFeed that President Trump ordered his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal in 2016. We get more from AP's Mike Rossi.
A spokesman for the online news site BuzzFeed says, "We stand by our reporting, but the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller says BuzzFeed got it wrong." In a rare public statement, the special counsel's office is shooting down a BuzzFeed report that says attorney Michael Cohen told Mueller that President Donald Trump personally instructed him to lie to Congress about the timing of talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow. In response to the special counsel statement, Trump retweeted a post that said, "Sadly, so many will never get the memo that it was fake." Cohen is scheduled to testify publicly before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Washington for the annual March for Life. In a videotaped segment, President Trump assured the crowd they have a champion in the White House.
"As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life."
The 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which made abortion legal in the United States, still remains the law of the land. At least 20 people were killed, 54 injured on Friday when a ruptured pipeline exploded in central Mexico as people were trying to fill up containers with fuel. That's according to the government of Hidalgo State. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has launched a major crackdown on rampant fuel theft, which the government said cost the country more than $3 billion last year. López Obrador expressed his concern on Twitter and said he wanted the entire government to help people at the scene. Demonstrators in Greece are planning a massive rally Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. Greeks have been divided over that deal, in which Macedonia will change its name to the Republic of North Macedonia. Greece will drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. Greek protesters say Macedonia's new name represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage. Macedonia is the name of Greece's northern province, made famous by Alexander the Great's conquest. Opposition to the deal is particularly strong in the Greek province, where there are many people have put up posters urging local lawmakers to vote against that agreement. And a nationwide poll in Greece this week found that 70% of respondents oppose that deal. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today I've got two wonderful interviews for you. There's Wiala from Ghana and Santrinos Raphael from Togo. Both artists are young and at the top of their game, and they're great singers and performers too, so you are in for a treat. Now, I've also got my usual amazing lineup of awesome songs from different African countries. This time we've got music by artists from Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Réunion, and Mali. Some names you'll know, like Salif Keita, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, Tubaba, and then others you'll discover, like Kwame Rigi, Faith Musa, Ja Preza, Sofaz, and Rain Gad. So sit back, music lovers, relax, and enjoy yourselves. We're kicking it off with this intoxicating single from Kenya, Minoti, by Kwame Rigi. In a unique blend of Swahili and Kikuyu, Kwame sings to his lover, "Only I know what you're really like behind closed doors." Yes, hello, welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Minoti by Kenyan artist Kwame Rigi. We turn to Malawi now with Faith Musa's song Ndidi. The irresistible song, in short, says, "It's trendy to be walking in the light of Jesus." Woo! Ndidi.
Yesu wa maina ni ndidi.
Maina ni
yakayo wa ndi Yesu wa maina ni ndidi.
Maina ni ndidi.
Maina ni ndidi. Maina ni ndidi. Waenda ni Yesu wa maina ni ndidi.
Maina ni
yakayo wa ndi Yesu wa maina ni ndidi.
Hello, lovers. This is Heather. And now, this new song by Tubaba is exquisite. Yes, Tubaba, you got me on this one. Oye.
All right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what?
Peace.
Help me spread this message like global come. Make nobody come here, they come the phone. I know say no be everybody follow come. I know be every breast will be silicone. Make them look on they wash you. I make you do exactly what you want to. Make you no say I no tell you. Make you know the devil can they use you. But if I tell you say I love you, I beg you no go tell me to your move. That time that he be you no go do you. That time make you more no go see you. And if I start to distress you, let me know because I don't want to vex you. But I'm lying, now only you will know you. The same time, you go do anything with favor you. Because I know you know, say I know you. I know be every dressing go feed you. Make you know, make me mad. Attentiveness for my mother. I know fit holler, I know fit shout. I know I make that me and you don't talk about. And if I tell you, say I like you, I beg you know, let Shakara come, they kill you. That time, 30 billion no go do you. That time, make you more gonna go see you. And if I start to distress you, let me know because I don't want to vex you. But I'm lying, now only you will know you. The same time, you go do anything with favor you.
you want to make you know they do pass you, eh? Cause I go do my own, and you go do your own. Anything where we men, my bone, we go bone. Cause life is too short for debating. Levels too pure for you now waiting, nah. Oh, yeah, I love my yeah, go, go. So make we do the thing, yeah, yeah. And make we do the life show.
Okay, guys, so as I said earlier, I've got two fantastic interviews for you inside this hour right here. The first one with Togolese R&B sensation Santrinos Raphael is coming up right after this next song. And the other one with the lioness of Africa, Wiala, that comes at the back half of the hour. So don't touch that dial. This is Music Time in Africa. Here is Zimbabwe's Jock Breza with his current super hit, Zamutsana.
Kubira kare ndishikuda, azibaba bakuba gandizunda.
Nanchiringa,
zvakangodar, ndaigo goza.
Nanchiringa,
dagara maivangu vazofunza.
Nanchiringa,
ndairinga, nyangwe boze pawaiziga.
Nanchiringa,
dzinyamadzadzi zvayadziga.
Tinamba yi, tinamba watigba namba se o tinamba yi ya, chenko no. Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked. Rawr!
Hello, everybody. Now, as some of you may know by now, Voice of America launched its newest FM station in Lomé, Togo. I was there for that event, and I had the pleasure of submersing myself, if only for a few days, into the world of Togolese music. It was so awesome. Well, one of the most remarkable singers and stage performers that I met when I was there was a 22-year-old man by the name of Santrinos Raphael. He's actually Togo's hottest R&B singer today, with already several top awards to his name. Here we are on Boomstar, a popular music radio show hosted by Toto Patrick on Canal FM Lomé.
Je viens d'une famille chrétienne et moi-même je suis chrétien. J'ai un fort
He explains that he comes from a Christian family, that he's Christian and has a strong relationship with God. He says San stands for saint, which is saint in French. Tri stands for Trinity, so Santrinos is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit saint. So the three in one person can't be anything but a huge source of blessing. Raphael is his baptismal name.
Raphael, c'est mon nom de baptême.
Fiancé is French for engagement, which shot him to stardom in 2017. Santrinos is singing about how he just proposed to his girlfriend, and she said yes, and he is the happiest man on earth.
Raphael.
J'ai une grande chance de la voir. Ce soir, je vais lui demander d'être ma fiancée. Elle est la seule qui me comprend, la seule qui me connaît vraiment. Chaque temps, elle hante mes pensées. Abondance de bien ne nuit pas. Elle m'en tellement heureuse. Oh mon Dieu, je suis en jaillé. Sans elle, je ne crois plus faire un pas. On n'avancera pas à pas. Nos épreuves, on va les surmonter. J'avoue que j'ai une très grande chance. Ah, je suis avec la femme de mes rêves. J'avoue que j'ai une très grande chance. Ah, elle est si belle, elle me rend dingue. J'avoue que j'ai une très grande chance. Ah, je suis avec la femme de mes rêves. J'avoue que j'ai une très grande chance. Ah, elle est si belle, elle me rend dingue. Et nanam dinabe, ma wak bignye koude. Et nanam dinabe, elle est moi mia y paradise. Et nanam dinabe, ma wak bignye koude. Et nanam dinabe, elle est moi mia y paradise. Mado di jona ola, mado alo gabina ola. Ici le canam là, tout cela juste pour te prouver que ce que je suis en train d'éprouver n'est pas un truc d'adolescent. Avec un haut et long long, et que ton yé nous n'en ont ni un moulin à oué. Maintenant l'on en vend vent, si bémillon pour de Jessica, Chizi pour Laetitia, alors il huisque d'Odelva. Maintenant je suis prêt à t'emmener au pays des merveilles, car ce soir tu seras ma reine. On dépassera le septième ciel, oublie même la tour Eiffel. Ce soir, on quittera la terre.
Et nanam dinabe, ma wagbenyekoude. Et nanam dinabe.
All right, hello everybody. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather. If you're just joining us, this song followed an introduction to the artist Santrinos Raphael from Lomé, Togo. Here's more from that interview.
Quels sont des thèmes que le public aime?
Bon.
L'amour
comme je le fais. Maintenant, à part ça, quand je dis...
I asked Santrinos what the Togolese love in music. He explains they love songs that speak to their own lived experiences, like love or local food. Rhythms like Agbaja, Agbese, Kamu, and also the language, Eve. He sings a cappella for us to demonstrate.
Pourquoi tu choisis un gars comme moi? Oh, ben, maïs, coulam, ben, ma dira. Ben, non, la plupart, ils sont des pauvres. Calomnie, la musique, ça ne paye pas. Non, ben, mes bananes, allez, quitte-moi.
À qui la faute is a recent single. He sings to young couples who are going through big problems. Don't separate. Don't divorce. you've all gone through so much. Try to remember how you felt when you first fell in love with each other. Think about your children that you have to educate. Think about all those projects you have together that you still need to do.
Autrefois il était avocat, nyonu ke no kakaye ve biotare, il doit me pere kakaya bova kwade, nyonu an, de vei poe kouye ron. Otone beton en y asra, nosuke no kakaye wa maya jare, ketona na yebe na yere kakoye loare, kakaya vanya yve do fouvele gome ye. Nyonu bena nusu ya odran, ne ole di yo ako yana yo besi agbe, nyonu ke ole di le yo ba okwe kwe vo kwade.
All right, so that concludes my interview with Santrinos Rafael. Listen, you can watch this interview and more on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel. So get on there.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
I'm gonna
Party. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Hello, darling listeners. Howdy, buddy. Now for something totally different. This is a single by a group called Sofaz. That's S-O-F-A-Z. They're from the island of Réunion, or Reunion. Here's Piton Doulé.
In Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Hi everybody. Coming up soon is a great interview with Wiala, the lioness of Africa. So keep it locked. But first, this next song you just have to experience. Salif Keita, the legendary albino singer from Mali, has recently released his last album ever. He says he's retiring. So this track I'm about to play is from that album, and it's just wonderful. It features Ladysmith Black Mambazo of South Africa, and Salif himself sings using auto-tune. You know, that's the device that is omnipresent in most pop music worldwide, but hardly ever used in traditional music. Well, Salif must have figured, I don't know, you know, why not? He's a legend. He doesn't have to prove to anyone that he can sing. Wow.
Yamale. Mountain on the
Bula sala de maya bula te caravana. Mfato manisu.
Oila, oila nina wesa wanyok. Usulu suicho. Ukaba shimsula suna pen. Wesa wanyok. Usulu suicho.
All right, that was Salif Keita and Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Nyamale. That track comes off of Salif's new and very last album of his career called Un Autre Blanc.
Hi, this is Johnny Clegg, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Shifting gears now to what's young and fresh in Ghana, here's Wiala. Samed Gaida presents.
Suyane bulungin, subiyane degekin, suyane bulungin.
Season's greetings to you, Heather Maxwell, the Music Time in Africa team and music lovers. From growing in a place with no electricity to touring the world, this is one girl who doesn't let her beginning shape her future. I present to you the lioness of Africa, Wiala Rijimba. She recently released her third studio album titled The Sisala Goddess.
Wiala is a singer, a dancer, a performer, an entertainer. I'm a young woman from Ghana, Upper West, Fonsi Town. Yeah, and I sing Sisala, Wali, Dagari in English.
So what's your full name?
You don't want to know my full name? You know African names. Okay, let me give you my full name. My full name is Nwade Nwekada Wiala Rejemba Noela Fatuma. I just want to be known as Wiala. And the Wiala too is Wiala Rejemba. The doers know best what they do, and they are the only ones that can explain. That's the meaning of my name. Yala Erebambama. I got into music through dancing. I used to love dancing a lot. So that's how I started with dancing and imitating musicians I saw them.
The land is good, the land is fine. Gold we have, diamonds we mine. Yet we fight.
The first song I released was Make Me Dance, which was totally different. It was pop. I think that was in early 2013. My ideas, I don't even know where it comes from. But I would say just from the environment and from my upbringing.
You are now an inspiration to most girls, not just in your community, but most girls in Ghana. How do you feel about that?
Now you meet a lot of young girls, even sometimes boys. And sometimes young men, and they say, your story is inspiring. We are inspired. Of course, it's good. It's a positive feeling.
But does it guide you in your way of life, in your choice of music, and, the relics that you always come up with?
Yes, it does. Ever since I realized young children are copying, it affects my lyrics. Even when I'm writing about sex, or something that I know if the young people, if I don't do it well, the young people will misinterpret it. So they keep me in check to even live a better life and also stay on track.
Tandare, tandare, tatoha, pompolo, kinantoha, pompolo, sanawanang.
Now let's just wrap it up with your latest album. Is it your second studio album?
It's actually my third album. And the title of the album is Sisala Goddess. Sisala Goddess here is, for me, is just the Sisala strong woman. Because a woman is a goddess. We do wonderful things. And I am the Sisala Goddess from the Sisala land. And the Sisala woman is so strong. She's so beautiful. She knows her worth, she knows her culture, she can make her own decisions, and she gives life.
So when was the album released?
It was released just last year, December, on the 8th of December. That was when I released it online. And the people are already buying on iTunes and all music platforms worldwide. The production of the album, a lot has gone in. Of course, it took me how many months? Almost a year to finish it. It's all live. The entire album was recorded in South Africa, Sunset Recording Studios in Cape Town.
There's just one title, When the Lord Get Us Ready.
Yes.
Tell us about that song.
This song is just to tell the people that, yes, God has already gotten us ready by we existing. And the moment you are no longer a child and you can fend for yourself, find that thing that God has given you. Everybody, all of us has talent. Also do yours. So the Lord has gotten us already. Let's now go out there and spread whatever he has given us. It was co-written by Atongo Zimba.
Tell us about that one too.
Well, Osibisa inspired me to write that song. But it's this. It's a cover. And the message is very simple, yet very powerful. So it's an inspirational song I covered to just say, it will be hard. Nothing is easy, whether you are rich or poor or whatever. But let's keep motivating ourselves and keep walking. Only God knows where we are going. We are going. Heaven knows where we are going, but we know where we get there.
We are going. Heaven knows where we are going.
My final message to music lovers across the world is that watch out for Wiala, Rejimba, the lioness of Africa. We bring only positive vibrations. I hunt to bring peace, positivity, development to wherever I go. And watch out for my new album, Sisala Goddess. Thank you.
And that was our brief interaction with Wiala Rejimba, the lioness of Africa, speaking to us on Music Time in Africa. I am Summit Geda. Back to the studio with Heta Maxwell.
Heaven knows where we are going, but we know we will get there. Boom,
boom. Beautiful music and great interview. Thank you, Samed.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? You are tuned in to Music Time right here on VOA with Heather.
To blow your mind, oh, I can tease you right, I can't be wrong. Oh, funny, get king at tongue, funny, social, my list, I'll ask him to come to Lang.
if anybody top of second me. Don't feel my gusara to protect the body.
Africa, y'all.
Okay, let's enjoy this brand new single by Rain Gad featuring Keeney Ice. It's called Junction.
Yes, I'm
a fool and I'm a fool.
Everybody go down.
Sound check.
Me and my fans go shine. Them no stop to worry.
Body, Aluma Uba, what are the plan? I'm on your lab of fear, Malafia, to a crab, and I'm a kedako, the mayor to complete on my year. Kamajiba, my Bialo, nearly will come, huh? Mau, please give me the things I pray for. Want me the shop, I will be able to pay for everything. Then I make sure she buy more. Make me then the money, then like printer, then A4. I study tire day and night, and they won't see the light. Bless me, make a study by my gravel for sight. My full up, I'm a 5G, I'm gonna number wife. Just go the best, cause I'll be living the life. My pony be blessing, La Jansen. Gonna me up a mansion. Gaya my alien, that they watch the Jansen.
Yeah, God make and I'm meet my blessing for Junction, yeah. God make I meet my blessing for Junction, yeah.
Junction by Rain Gad and featuring Keeney Ice bouncing us out the door. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. And please click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, my Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa, and get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos all week long. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio on Friday at 0905 UTC, and then Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime or all the social media platforms. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, MTIA Maxwell. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa. Stay beautiful.